This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Today is the second day of witnesses for the defense in the court-martial of Specialist Charles Grainer. Grainer is the alleged leader of the prisoner abuse scandal at Iraq's Abu Ghraib prison, and he is charged with, among other things, assault and committing indecent acts. Grainer's lawyers began their defense yesterday, and as NPR's Jackie Northam reports, the lawyers had a very long day.
Grainer's lawyers had to fight hard to put many of their witnesses on the stand, and most of the ones who did make it into the Fort Hood courtroom did not provide much help to Grainer's case. The heart of the defense's case is that Grainer was ordered to rough up detainees at Abu Ghraib prison to help make them more compliant for interrogators. Defense is also trying to show that the abuse of detainees was taking place before Grainer arrived at Abu Ghraib and continued after he left the Iraqi prison. But the defense has virtually no physical evidence to work with. Judge James Pohl questioned the relevance of many pieces of evidence, such as email, and has not allowed much of it in, so the defense is relying heavily on testimony. The first witness for the defense was Master Sergeant Brian Lipinski, who testified that Grainer treated detainees humanely and that one of the defendant's senior officers praised him for good work. That commendation appeared in a performance review. However, there were also some damning comments in that same review. Under cross-examination, Lipinski testified that Grainer routinely disobeyed orders and regularly pushed the envelope, either with his uniform, his hair, or even simple instructions. Grainer's civilian defense attorney, Guy Womack, argued with the judge for an hour to try to get an expert witness on the stand, someone who could try to explain some of the more disturbing pictures the 10-member jury had been looking at since the trial started. Womack said that Thomas Archambault would be able to explain why a leash or a tether is a safe and humane way to extract violent prisoners out of their cells. And he would explain why piling detainees into a pyramid is a good control technique. Judge Pohl would only allow Archambault to testify that building a pyramid can help prevent detainees from asphyxiation, which can sometimes happen if they lie face down on the ground. A civilian intelligence officer who worked at Abu Ghraib said that there was an increased pressure for intelligence and that there are psychological and physical techniques to help make detainees more cooperative. But he also testified that he thought Grainer and the other accused soldiers were acting on their own. Private Ivan Frederick, who has pleaded guilty in the abuse scandal and was an earlier witness for the prosecution, was called back to the stand by the defense. Frederick testified that intelligence officers ordered military police, such as Grainer, to soften up the detainees, that the intelligence officers knew MPs were using aggressive tactics but did not tell them to stop it. But under cross-examination, Frederick admitted that he once refused to follow an order because an intelligence officer wanted him to use too much force. One of the final witnesses of the day was an Iraqi detainee who was questioned by video teleconference. Mohandad Yuma's testimony allowed the defense to make a bit of headway. Yuma told the jury Grainer once beat him so badly with a chair that the chair broke. But Yuma said it was an interrogator who told Grainer to rough him up. Defense continues its case today, as Inspector Grainer himself will testify. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Fort Hood, Texas.